During the last four shows, we've paddled at the beach, we've gone diving through the reef, and we've journeyed way out into the open ocean. But now it's time to go to the bottom. And who better to take us than someone who's actually been? Wally Fulweiler is an associate professor at Boston University.
We get into the submarine named Alvin. The pilot seals the lid and we're lifted up and into the air and off the stern of the boat into the water. We stare out the window and see the sky, then water, sky, then water, as we bob up and down. The descent begins. First, we move through sunlit blue waters, seeing organisms swimming and dancing in the water. Salps swirl around the windows, gelatinous, water column-dwelling creatures, translucent, save for their dark orange stomachs and blue rib-like structures. Little see-through pink shrimp and small jellyfish with hints of auburn slide across our view. Before we know it, the light is almost gone, and the water is this amazing dark blue, green, gray, and then darkness. The light is gone around 200 meters. For a brief moment, it's pitch black. And then we see them. We see the light, all the flashing lights. Tiny sparks that are barely discernible, and then big, bold, dramatic blazes. For just moments, we see the ghostly outlines of their bodies. We are descending too fast to know what they are, but likely they're scores of bioluminescent fish, jellyfish, squid, and sea worms. We are falling through an ocean of stars. Scared? Not at all. I'm in awe and I'm in love. The joy of seeing this is immense. It's more beautiful and more peaceful than I imagined. It's like home. And then we're on the bottom. A gentle landing on soft mud with lights turned on for illumination. There are legions of red crabs with arms raised ready to defend themselves against our weird metallic ship, and scores of eels skidding slowly along next to them. In our fleeting hours on the bottom, we observe streams of methane bubbles, thick white microbial mats, and moon-like carbonite rocks with bacteria mats growing on them that look like thick coats of brown hair. We squeal with delight at large anemones the color of intestines and a black urchin the size of a dinner plate. Alvin's arm and hook-like hand, controlled by our pilot, deftly collects samples. Silvery fish with large, bright eyes inspect our work before, all too quickly, it's time to go back to the surface again.
Thank you for relating that. That sounds fascinating. And the thing you mentioned is that you weren't scared at all, but it does sound quite scary and also quite claustrophobic. How big was this thing you were sitting in?
Okay, so it's super tiny, and it only fits three adults. So there's a pilot, and he sort of sits in the middle of you, facing forward, and then there's a bench on either side of the pilot for one of the divers. And you can sit there, or the bench, you can kind of lie down on it, but it absolutely is very tight and closed.
And so how deep did you go?
So we got to go to 1,100 meters.
And how does that compare with how deep other people have gone?
Most of our ocean hasn't been explored, right? And the Alvin can actually go to a depth of 4,500 meters right now. And its recent upgrades, it's really close to being able to go to 6,500 meters. So if it goes to 6,500 meters, it can explore over 90% of the ocean. But right now, it's still rated at the 4,500 meters. The deepest anyone has gone, actually, is James Cameron, that movie director. And he went down in the Mariana Trench a couple of years ago, and he went down over 10,000 meters.
You mentioned this submarine. It's called the Alvin. What is the Alvin's purpose?
The Alvin has been around since the 1960s, and its purpose is to explore the ocean. So you've often heard we know more about the moon than we do about the ocean, and the bottom of the ocean, and that's true. It provides a really valuable opportunity for scientists to go and really experience firsthand and see firsthand what the ocean floor looks like. And we have other types of vehicles that are unmanned, and they can also go deep, and they can be down there for longer periods of time, which certainly provide other benefits, but I think there's really nothing like actually being able to see it with your own eyes.
I'm thinking now of when you sort of fly on an aeroplane, it sometimes does funny things to your head, the pressure. Do you get anything like that, but in reverse when you're sort of going down that deep?
Yeah, so that's a really great analogy, and that's a great analogy to give because it's basically the same idea as an airplane, just a different direction. And sometimes I think people get kind of woozy, and you can certainly, just because of some, you know, ear pressure, if there's any change there. I did not notice any of that. I think the larger issue that people have is that when you come up to the surface, there's a few moments where you're kind of bobbing around at the surface, waiting for the boat tender to come get you, to pull you back on the ship. And she's not the most elegant ship at the surface of the water. So there's a lot of bobbing, and I think people get seasick.
But in a cramped three-man.
Yes, you become very close with your pilot and fellow diver.